Gonna keep the hour going by talking football. It is time for the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Michael Lombardi joining us on the phone right now, coming off a nice win for Carolina football at Syracuse, 27-10, the final score there in the win column in ACC play, and Stanford coming up back in Chapel Hill this weekend. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you.
So, real quick, before we get into details, your thoughts about the Syracuse game in general? It was a nice win for you.
Well, it was good to come out in the win column. I mean, our team has been improving. We're working really hard. And I think, obviously, to get a win certainly adds to all the work that we've put into improvement and kind of trying to build this program moving forward.
And specifically some players to focus on. DeMond June obviously had a great second half. Gio Lopez had a great game a few weeks ago. And we were pundits talking about, oh, should he be replaced? Should Max Johnson come in? Should we try a third person? He comes in on Syracuse, and it's just a great game for him.
Well, I think a lot of our players, I mean, you know, we a lot of the guys that are playing, we haven't been together a long time. And so it does take time to get everybody kind of on the same page, get everybody working in harmony. And I think everybody's dedicated themselves to improvement. And it's just not in the terms of the players. It's all of us, me included. We all have to work every day to improve. And I think that's what our team has embraced.
And, you know, we've talked about that since day one. So on that note, I think, you know, anytime a team like has a losing streak and then gets a big win like that, the narrative is, oh, the team has turned a corner. But do you feel like the team has turned a corner, or do you feel like it's been kind of consistent progress?
I think it's been, you know, one of the things we talk quite often about is, you know, let the score take care of itself, as Coach Walsh wrote about in his book. I think, to me, you know, last week was last week, and this week we have to have another good week as we prepare for Stanford. I mean, I think that's the key to building a certain culture, building trying to establish what you're looking for moving forward. It's about every day is a new day and you have to improve. And I think our team has embraced that message. You know, that comes from Coach Belichick. And I think that's one of the things that we've always preached to, whether it's been at New England, Cleveland, or here.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, General Manager for Carolina Football. Monday Morning Huddle this morning, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Of course, you got the Stanford game coming up in just a few days. It'll be here before we know it in Keenan Stadium. What are you going to be working on in practice this week?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, I think it's all about fundamentals and techniques and making sure that we improve. I think the key for what we focus on is how do we improve? How do we get better? How do we avoid losing? You know, we turned the ball over one time in the game. We did a good job of protecting the football for the most part at the rest of the game. And I think that the players embraced all the things that we coached last week. And I think this is the same thing we have to do. You know, Stanford's team, you know, they play extremely hard. They beat Florida State at home this year. You know, they've had some setbacks, but they play extremely hard. They're well coached and they give tremendous effort. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
And since you mentioned it, I'll ask, what specifically are you personally working on to improve yourself this week?
Well, I think the big thing is to stay on our 26th recruiting class, which is, you know, we're probably 30 days away from the players signing to that class. So we have to stay on top of it, making sure that the players that are committed to us stay committed to us, make sure that we find other players that can help our 26th team as we move forward. So, you know, and then it's also working on the portal, because before you know it, the portal will be open and you have to prepare for that. You just can't wait for that to happen. So there's a lot of balls in the air at this time of the year.
I feel like an iceberg, right, where the actual like game performance is just the tip and so much activity happens like underneath the surface that people can't see, right?
Yeah, no, I think to me that's the key. And what you're trying to do is preparation is important. And that's one of the things we weren't able to do before we arrived last year. You know, we came in December and, you know, you jump right into the portal and there wasn't an opportunity to have reports written by scouts on all the portal players, have, you know, reports written on all the high school players. So it takes a while to install the system. You know, scouting is not about just looking at one player and saying yes or no. It's about building a system where you have grades and you're able to justify what you're looking for, your team needs and all those things. And it takes preparation. That's something we've been working on for a while now.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, and we'll start to wrap up this edition of the Monday Morning Huddle. But as we do, Stanford coming up on Saturday. It's going to be back in Keenan Stadium. Should be a really nice day weather-wise. What's your message to the fans?
Well, I hope everybody comes out. I mean, obviously it's a sellout, and I hope everybody used their tickets, come out and support the team. I think it would be great to have a home crowd and to listen to it, because we are building something, and I think our fans are part of what we're building. I think it's really important that we all work together and come see the efforts of the team. And I think it'll be a great atmosphere, you know, great weather day, night game basically at 4:30, you know, with daylight savings time happening this week. So it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully the fans come out and support the team.
Saturday at 4:30, Tar Heels taking on Stanford. Of course, we'll have it for you on 97.9 The Hill. But if you got the tickets, head to Keenan Stadium. Should be a great game. Michael Lombardi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of their 12 area locations. Just use promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointments online and on the phone. DOTG stands for Drive of the Game. And don't forget to listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game, presented by Chapel Hill Tire, during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show here on 97.9 The Hill, ahead of every Carolina football game, including that Stanford game coming up in 5 days.